This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this is your Nishna Valley. A snowy
I
Nishna
know, can
Valley.
You believe it?
What is up with that?
May 2nd, we got snow.
That is so not right.
No, not at all.
There's something really seriously
good joke,
wrong.
Mother Nature.
Yeah, no kidding. You know, and of course, we can complain about it and all, but you know, the good thing is, if it snows in October or snows in November, it's going to be there
for a while. Yeah.
You know, but it's gonna snow more. Mm-hmm. I feel pretty confident looking out the window.
Yeah.
That it's not gonna snow anymore.
No. And it was pretty much gone that same day even.
For the most part.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really by the next day it was pretty well gone. Friday was kind of windy and chilly though.
Yeah.
Not the kind of weather I'm expecting in May.
Not so much at all.
Now, we were kind of joking, I was joking with a couple of guys in the office the other day. I said, you know, the thing is, it just looks so weird. Leaves on the trees. Bright green grass with snow on it.
With snow, yeah.
I played baseball in college, and it kind of reminds, because the baseball season in college started in February and ran through, well, depending upon how well you did, through May or June. But I reached into a lot of snow banks playing outfield. Oh, yeah, because it's always, I mean, you're playing in sometimes 30 degree or worse weather.
Oh my gosh.
Snow on the ground. Sometimes there's big piles of snow out in the against the fence in the outfield. Chased down a lot of doubles in the gaps because my pitchers weren't very good. Chased down a lot of doubles in the gaps trying to, you know, avoid all the snow drifts and whatever else. And plenty of times where you're underdressed for the weather and, oh, it's so cold. And, yeah, it kind of reminded me of that. Not much fun.
No.
We got just not quite 2.5 inches here. Mm-hmm. It was about 2 1/3 thereabouts.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Roughly inches of snow, but it was a lot of moisture.
And it was so thick, too. It just got so slushy so quick.
Well, and that's what I kind of told folks. I said, you know, it really wasn't so much that it snowed. It slushed on us.
Yeah.
It was slushing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just not much fun. I was looking at some other numbers, though, too. And as you can well imagine, yes, snow is, it's not it's unusual in Iowa. It's rare in Iowa, but it does happen. It's not the first time, and it probably won't be the last. We don't like it, though.
No.
But, yeah, there was plenty of snow. Des Moines, they ended up with a couple inches. There was usually, it seems like 1 to 4 inches was kind of a standard amount for a good chunk of the state. But there were some areas that it really got hit a little bit harder. I mean, there were some areas that had, record snowfall for May.
Yeah.
You know, the amount of snow that we had was, in some cases, a record for the most snow in one day in May, in the month of May, which makes a lot of sense. But there were some places that, like Britt and Forest City, both up in northern Iowa, 11 inches of snow.
Oh, geez.
In May.
Yeah, I think Cedar Falls got, was it 8? I think I heard.
A lot. Yeah, I think so. And I heard, I think Altoona or somewhere around that area also had like 11 inches of snow.
Oh, yeah,
10 and
yeah,
a half.
I did hear that too.
The record, in case you were wondering, before this last snowfall, and they've got to go and confirm all that stuff, but before this last snowfall, the record for the most snowfall in one day in the state of Iowa was 10 inches. That was in Lamar's back in 1947.
Whew, that's going back.
That's going back away. But yeah, we had, it's just, like I said, I am looking around at some different snowfall amounts, and it looked like it was relatively consistent. The thing was, it wasn't just snow. It was such heavy snow.
Yeah.
I mean, I felt sorry for some of these poor trees. I saw a couple of cherry trees that had cherry blossoms on them already, so it's going to hold, you know, and they're not big, strong, heavy trees anyway. And it's got blossoms, so it's holding extra snow on there, and cracked.
It's bent, yeah.
Yeah, just broken right off. You know, it's too bad. You see some of those that they got hurt pretty bad with some of those things. But, yeah, like up in the Fort Dodge area, they reported that in addition to that heavy, thick, wet, slushy snow, there were also pretty decent winds, too, and it knocked out power to about 2,100 people.
Jeez.
So they had to do some work there. It knocked down about 30 power poles. The actual poles came down, probably from the heavy lines attached to them, pulled them down. But, you know, you look around and you just see all kinds of different things that you just don't expect to see in the month of, you know, in the month of May. It's just, that's just not that much fun. So, but yeah, there were at Charles City up in northeast Iowa, they had about 1,000 people without power. Mason City, Clear Lake, you know, mentioned those areas, about 500 or so people without power there. There were different pockets of power outages in different locations, pretty much across the state from, you know, the western Iowa, Council Bluffs, and that area, all the way up into the Cedar Falls, Waterloo area. So there were plenty of different places where they saw some issues with power outages and things, too, from the storm that fell. So, yeah, when you start looking around at some of the numbers and things, It's just, it's not the biggest snow we've ever had, but it's May.
It's May. You're not supposed to have snow in May. No,
that is not supposed to happen during the month of May. So it's just not that much fun. We were like 80 degrees the other day.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, a couple of days later, we're looking at snow.
Yeah, you got to get the winter coats back out and hats. And
you know, I think that's probably the toughest part about it. We know it's not devastating because it's not going to last. It'll be gone mm-hmm. soon. And it's supposed to warm up into the 60s and 70s again this next week. And we'll see consistently much better temperatures as well as we keep going towards summer. But it's just that so many people had rotated their clothes already, you know, put the winter clothing away. Where's the shovel?
Mm-hmm.
And then shoveling that stuff.
I did a pass to the car and that was about it.
It was heavy.
It was heavy. Yeah.
It was like shoveling water too. It just, flopped all over the place. But anyway, so I guess that's our story. Someday, 50 years from now, I won't be. I'll be gone. But maybe you'll be sitting around talking to your grandkids or great-grandkids. Oh, I remember that day, May 2nd of 2013. Mm-hmm. It snowed. And they're going to look at you like you're crazy.
Yeah. I had one of my friends on Facebook have her kids hold a sign that said, May 2nd, 2013, no snow, no school because of snow. So it's a cute idea, a way to remember it for them.
I know my brother had texted me. They live in Dubuque and mm-hmm. said, did you guys get snow? How much? And So instead of just saying about 2.5 inches, I took a picture of the front of the house and the backyard, front yard and the backyard, and texted it to him and said, there you go, snow in May. This is ridiculous. About 2.5 or thereabouts inches, 2 1/3 inches. And at that time, they hadn't got any snow, mm-hmm. but they were talking like an inch maybe overnight. So,
yeah, not too bad then.
Yeah, it seemed like just about everybody got a little bit of that stuff. So it's just awkward. I tell you what, something happened to me I never dreamed would happen before.
Hmm.
At the end of the school year each year, I bounce around to several different school districts and do some interviews with some of the top graduating seniors. I actually had two of them canceled because of snow.
Oh, yeah.
Snow! Canceled two of them. That's just nuts.
You don't expect that.
No, I had to reschedule two of them because of snow. Yeah. That's just crazy. You just don't expect a snow day this late in the year.
No.
Because we had. Well, originally, I think we had like 3 school districts that had canceled classes immediately because mm-hmm. of the snow. Guthrie Center, Coon Rapids Baird, and Adair Casey, I think, were the 3 right away early in the morning. And a lot of others were 2 hours late because, you're not sure what to expect out there with that wet, sloppy stuff. And as the morning went on, we started to see a few others end up canceling classes as well around the area. So it kind of caught on a little bit, and it's just so awkward. Now, my question is, some of these seniors don't have very much time left. Like, for example, the CAM School District is one of the earliest of all in the area this year. The seniors are done Thursday, this coming Thursday, May 9th.
Wow.
They're finished. Do they have to make up that day? Seniors typically don't.
I don't think seniors make up snow days because I remember we wanted a lot of snow days, and I don't feel like my senior year we got any.
No luck.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if they have to make it up or not, but yeah, they're going to be graduating here this next weekend, the 12th of May. A lot of other school districts, most of the other area school districts, graduating here in the 19th, on Sunday mm-hmm. the 19th. A lot of graduation parties coming up here in the next couple of weeks. So yeah, a lot of stuff going on. So you know what, graduation parties often happen outdoors. Folks like to do them backyard, set up a tent, just get a bunch of the neighbors' lawn chairs and set them up out back. Listen, not if it's snowing.
Yeah. Have a backup plan.
Yeah.
You never know.
Not doing that. So, yeah. No, it's hopefully everything's blown by now and we're going to see much better weather. It's been such a weird weather spring so far.
It has.
Far.
Well, and kind of winter, too. I mean, it's not like we got hit a lot, big amounts, but mm-hmm. it was just enough to let us know that winter was there.
It's just a reminder call every now and again. Here this spring, it's been relatively wet, it seems like, which I know a lot of folks are saying, hey, that's good. We needed the moisture.
Yeah.
But we need it spread out. We don't need it all at once. But there was a lot. I mean, you look around some of the creeks and streams mm-hmm. and stuff, it's amazing how much runoff there is from all of this slush that was out there. A lot of this stuff ended up out in the running off out into the creeks and streams.
Yeah.
So rising pretty mm-hmm. quickly. So. Not the worst thing in the world. Let's just make sure we cap it at some point so that nothing's coming over the top at the end of the day. All right. Well, enough about the weather. Graduation's kind of a fun time, though.
Yeah, lots of cake and foods, going to different parties.
You immediately go to the food.
That's weird.
Yeah, why is that, pregnant girl? Why do you immediately go to the food?
I don't know. It's the best part.
How far along are you now?
I am 20 weeks.
So you're about halfway.
Yep, halfway.
Wow.
Yeah.
Seems like you got, well, of course, you didn't know for a while either.
Yeah.
It's, you get there in a hurry.
Mm-hmm.
Now the busy time gets going.
Yes, time to get some things done around the house and get it set up.
You want to say, by the way, you've told everybody else.
Yeah, we are having a girl.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah.
You had a little boy the first time. Now you get a chance to experience the other side.
Yes.
Now you're going to find out how bad your parents had it. That's what you're going to find out.
Mom, I'm sure I was quite the angel until a certain age.
Yeah. Yeah. We're waiting to see that. Evidence of that, too. Yeah. Well, your mom and dad had three girls.
Yep.
So they had some interesting times, I'm sure.
And Mike's side had three girls first and then the two boys last. Yeah. So,
you know, right or wrong, parents always worry about girls more than they worry about boys.
Yeah.
I don't know why that is, but they always worry about the girls more. Some people always say, oh, it's a lot tougher to raise a girl than
that's what
to
I'm
raise
hearing and afraid of.
I don't know why that is.
Yeah.
I don't have children. I just have to take their word for it. I don't know. But I know my
why it was good. Now I feel like he's hit his terrible twos, even though he's like 16 months. It's no and screaming and it's, what are you doing? Calm down.
Is he excited about being a big brother? Does he really understand any of that?
No, he doesn't know. If I ask him where's the baby, sometimes he'll kind of look at my shirt or, you know, pat my belly, but that's about it.
He'll figure it out soon enough.
Yeah. What is this thing home with, you know?
Yeah. What is this thing and why is it getting all of my attention?
Exactly. Yeah. So that'll be an interesting mix once we bring her home.
Yeah. Things change rapidly. Yeah. You're due, what, middle of September?
Yes.
Yeah. Good times.
Yeah. Good month to be nice out.
Yeah. It'd be great to be that pregnant all during the hot summer months.
Again, yeah. What am I doing?
What were you thinking? Oh, it's all fun.
Yes.
My mom and dad tried four times. Well, actually, they tried three times to have a girl. Mm-hmm. They wanted me.
Of course.
Why wouldn't you? Oh, they were actually hoping for a boy first.
Yeah.
They told me that, and then they got their wish with me. But then they were kind of hoping for a girl, and we ended up with a boy, and so they decided, well, we'll try again.
Yeah.
And they got a boy, and then they decided, well, we'll try again, and they got a boy.
Yeah.
And then they decided, that's it. We're done. We're out of the game.
Yeah.
It's not happening.
Yeah, I'm glad we'll have one of each now, so just if we do decide to have another one, it's, you know, kind of not pressure, but we got one of each, so that's good.
It's kind of it, because my mom, she has four boys. Mm-hmm. Her brother has a boy and a girl. Her sister has a boy and a girl, and then her other sister has all girls.
Oh.
So they kind of split it right down the middle. It was either half and half or all of
one of each
or all of each,
yeah.
So, yeah, there's no rhyme or reason to all that. But, yeah, so they tried and tried, and that's the way it goes. So they gave up. But
got to have a limit
somewhere. The way it is. It's not a coin flip. I mean, you just never know.
Yeah, you don't.
All right. Well, we better get down to some business here. I tell you what, let's take a quick break first, and then we'll dive into some activities and things going on here around the area right after you listen to this.
Whether you're a patient we're seeing regularly for chemo treatments, attending one of our diabetes clinics, or a couple about to have your first baby, at Cass County Memorial Hospital, we think about your health 365 days a year.
What you eat is a big part of your health and wellness. Heart disease, diabetes, and some cancers are linked to what you eat. This is Emily Kringle, registered dietitian at Cass County Memorial Hospital for the past 36 years. Eating plenty of whole grains, vegetables, and fruits, along with substituting fish for one serving of red meat a week, will help give your body the fuel it needs to support you in an active, healthy lifestyle.
Whether we're setting a broken bone in our emergency department or providing rehab services after a long illness, we're here to help you feel better. Cass County Memorial Hospital, neighbors caring for neighbors.
All right, back at it. You know, I said we wouldn't talk about the weather anymore. I lied.
Okay.
Did you plant anything yet?
No.
I know a lot of people who are a little concerned because they planted tomatoes and some things like that, just simple garden vegetables and stuff that don't necessarily weather very well in the snow. And I know my wife the other day, and I didn't even realize it. See how much I pay attention at home.
I know you're going.
Well, I had a track meet to work Monday night, and so I didn't get home till after 10 o'clock. It was dark out, and I didn't know what she was, you know, at home doing when I was out at the track meet. So the next day, I come home for lunch, and I look out the window, and I think, wow, look at that. In the back there, she's got these little plots where she plants flowers and stuff, and there are flowers just overnight. They popped up. What the hey? What happened? Where'd those come from?
Yeah.
And I asked her, I said, wow, did you see that? It's too bad. Now it's snowing on them. And she says, well, I planted those last night. Well, here, I thought they just popped up all of a sudden and bloomed. Wow, that's incredible.
Wow, they did great.
It's too bad they're going to die in the snow.
But yeah.
I don't know. Hopefully they won't.
Yeah, hopefully not.
We'll see. All right. Okay, now, no more snow.
Okay.
Let's not talk about snow until,
we'll get back to my subject on food.
Ah, there you go.
The Adair County Historical Society, their Chicken and Biscuits Dinner is on May 5th. That's from 11 to 1, and that will be held at the Adair County Historical Museum in Greenfield. The menu includes chicken and biscuits, and with all the trimmings and dessert, just $8 for adults, and then $5 for children ages 5 through 12, and then children under 5 years old are free. It's the Adair County Historical Society Chicken and Biscuits Dinner on May 5th from 11 to 1, and that's held at the Adair County Historical Museum in Greenfield. We got a blood drive coming up in Harlan on May 7th. That's from 11:30 to 5:30. That's at Veterans Memorial Building. A benefit dinner and auction for Gene Evelyn will be held on May 11th. That's at 5 p.m. at the Walnut Legion Hall. They're going to have Jogging for Gene. It's a 5K fun run walk that will be held prior to the dinner. Gene recently had to have both legs amputated due to complications from diabetes. Proceeds and donations will go towards modifications to their home to make it more accessible for him. If you'd like to make a donation, you can do that by contacting Angie Mitchell. That's 307-0025. Or you can also mail in a donation. You can send that to the Walnut Fire and Rescue Association, care of Gene Evelyn, P.O. Box 778 in Walnut, 51577. Or you can give it to any Walnut Fire personnel. And the fund has also been set up at Rolling Hills Bacon Trust in Walnut. Again, that's a benefit dinner and auction for Gene Evelyn. It's on May 11th at 5 p.m. at the Walnut Legion Hall. And then, of course, they'll have that Jogging for Gene 5K Fun Run Walk prior to that dinner at 5. A card party will be held on May 11th. That's at 411 Walnut Street in Atlantic. They're going to have a potluck at noon, and they're going to play cards after, and everyone is welcome to attend. We've got some more Red Cross blood drives coming up in Red Oak on May 13th. That is from 11:30 to 5:30. That's at the Red Oak YMCA. And also again in Harlan on May 13th from 7:30 to 12:30, and that's at Conductix. ServSafe, it's a national certification program for food service managers. That's going to be held in Logan on May 20th. It's $135. It's 8 hours of class time. You'll get a manual and national certification exam. It will be held at the Iowa State University Extension and Outreach Office in Logan. If you'd like to attend that, the course is required currently by some companies like restaurants, hospitals, schools, nursing homes, and assisted living facilities. If you need more information on that, you can contact the Iowa State University Extension and Outreach of Harrison County in Logan. Their number is 712-644-2105, or also your local extension office can help you out with that, too. If you need to take the recertification exam only, you can contact the office for more information. Registration for this class, though, is required by May 15th. So again, that's the ServSafe program that will be held on May 20th. All 2013 Riverside graduates are invited to be guests at the Oakland Riverside Alumni Banquet. That's on May 25th at the Carson Community Building. You can contact Terry and Wanda Hummel for your guest tickets. Doors open at 5:30 and then they're serving at 6:30. Following the meal, the program will include recognition of honored classes, the Honored Alumni Award, entertainment, and a cash drawing. Tickets may be purchased at both Oakland Banks and also at the Oakland Pharmacy, or also reserved tickets by calling Terry and Wanda Hummel at 482-3433. That's the Oakland Riverside Alumni Banquet, May 25th at the Carson Community Building. Further down the road, towards the end of May, along with Tivoli Fest, it's the Run for the Fallen holding their Walk of Honor on May 26th during Tivoli Fest in Elkhorn. They're going to have a ribbon cutting at 2, and then a ribbon cutting ceremony at the American Legion Post 322 Veterans Memorial Park. Once the ceremony is over, they're going to start the walk by taking the trail to the Danish Immigrant Museum and then return back to the park. Along the Walk of Honor, there'll be a display of our local veterans, photos, and with a short biography on weatherproof place cards. A donation of $25 will help cover the cost of making those place cards, and the intention of those is to display those each year, and then they'll be adding more veterans in the years to come. And all the money collected above the cost of the place cards, that's going to go back to the American Legion Post 322 Veterans Memorial Park Fund. So join them for the Run for the Fallen, their Walk of Honor on May 26th. That's during Tivoli Fest in Elkhorn with that ribbon cutting that starts at 2.
Very good.
Yes.
few other things here, too. Yet this weekend, still time to enjoy the Minden, Iowa Gun Show, the Spring Southwest Iowa Gun Show. It's started on Friday, continued Saturday, and will go on again on Sunday, this Sunday, May the 5th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Minden Community Building. And admission is $6. And the community building, by the way, is on the west side of town. It's near the ballpark. Concessions are provided by the Minden Community Club. You can buy, sell, trade, or just browse if you'd like. They have guns, knives, ammunition, cowboy memorabilia. There'll be Western collectibles, coins, and plenty more as well. Jim Wymore is the guy to call if you need more information. He's the organizer. 712-621-8026. Is the telephone number for him. And admission $6. Gun raffle is involved in that as well. Again, that's the Minden, Iowa Gun Show at the Minden Community Building this Sunday. It continues next this Sunday, May the 5th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. So still a chance for you to get out there and get into that. Also, something that started already and is kind of going on here is Tivoli Fest is not too far down the road. Mm-mm. Tivoli Fest coming up on the weekend of Memorial Day weekend. That is May 25th and 26th in the Elkhorn and Kimbleton area. And they already have their royalty chosen. They have lots of stuff. Ooh, look at all the food. Pictures of food. You went right to that, didn't you? But they have a flyer put together that has the entire list of things to do for Saturday and Sunday, a map of where everything is located, all kinds of stuff going on there, where the shuttle points are, if you want to take the shuttle in and out to the different areas so you don't have to walk or try to drive through the crowds. The back page full of all kinds of highlights of some of the things that will be going on. They have the Mill to Mermaid Fun Run and Walk. There'll be a street market, the Danish Immigrant Museum, the windmill. Both will be open during that time, and they'll have just all kinds of stuff. Of course, a Tour de Tivoli bike ride. They always have their parade. Let's have a nice parade for that. Abel Skeevers and Mid-Easter Poles at the fire station. Are you helping again this year?
I have yet to find out.
Not sure? Yeah, they always, oh boy, I love Mid-Easter Poles.
I'll stick with the Abel Skeevers.
You like the Abel? I just love that Mid-Easter Poles. That is so good. I just love that. But yeah, lots of good food, good stuff going on. So make sure you check that out. One of the other things, too, there'll be folk dancing. The Danes of Kimbleton have been folk dancing for a long time, since the town really began. So they're going to be on the stage during the course of the weekend, too, in costume, taking care of that business. Now, if you need a little brush up, they have folk dancing practice. It's already started, actually. The children's classes began this past Wednesday, and it'll happen on Wednesdays again on the 8th, the 15th, and the 22nd of May, leading up to the big event. And then the adult classes actually get started this weekend. So this Sunday, May the 5th, it will be the first class. Then they'll continue on the 12th and the 19th. Now, those will be at 5 o'clock on Sunday for the adults. The kids' class is 7:30 on Wednesday evenings. And for the kids, it's 7 o'clock, actually, for 5 to 11-year-olds, and 7:30 for 12 and older. Loretta Christensen is coordinating that, and you can contact her if you need some details. Also, they need some more of those folk dancing costumes. So if you aren't using yours, if you've participated in the past, you aren't using it, they do ask you to return it, too. So if you want to participate and you're not sure if you've got all the steps down, there's your chance.
Yeah.
Brush up. Hey, coming up this next weekend, Saturday, May the 11th, the Blue Tones Reunion Show is scheduled to hit the stage at the Cass County Community Center in Atlantic. And the Blue Tones will have a special guest, Randy Burke, who will be performing. Randy and his band, Randy Burke and the Prisoners, they have been working their way around the Nashville circuit here lately. And they will be he will be performing here that evening. Also, the Cash Only Band. If you like yourself the old-time country music, what do you think Cash Only Band plays?
Johnny Cash.
How did you ever guess? Yeah, they feature a lot of Cash, Johnny Cash stuff. So, yeah, if you're looking for just a good night of some good country music, and live music's always good anyway. $10 at the door. Don't worry about tickets in advance. They're not selling them in advance. You just pay at the door. So $10 at the door. Doors open at 6 o'clock on Saturday, May the 11th. That's at the Cass County Community Center in Atlantic. They got a lot of great sponsors helping to put this on, including us. Mm-hmm. They'll have, of course, the bar will be open. The Downtowner is helping to provide the food that night. So if you're looking for a nice food selection, they'll have that for you there, too. So make sure you stop on by Cass County Community Center Saturday, May 11th. Again, doors open at 7. The show starts at about doors open at 6. Show starts at about 7 o'clock. That's the Blue Tones Reunion Show. And the Blue Tones will be playing, too.
Yeah.
Oh, by
of
the
course.
Way. Yeah. Let's not misfocus on the important stuff there, too. So make sure you stop on by. Good night of music. They always have good crowds for that.
Yeah, good.
They get good following. So very good. What do you got for birthdays over there?
All right. Well, over at the Friendship Home, I'd like to wish happy birthday to Ovaline Mendenhall, celebrating birthday on May 10th. And let's see here. The family of Norma Taylor invites friends to help in celebrating her 80th birthday with a card shower. You can send Norma a card at 919 South Scenic Drive in Oakland, 51560. And they have three children. Again, happy birthday to Norma Taylor of Oakland, celebrating her 80th birthday with a card shower. Again, her address is 919 South Scenic Drive in Oakland, 51560. Bernice Strackey of Harlan is celebrating her 95th birthday on May 8th. They're celebrating with family, and cards can be sent to her at 2108 12th Street, apartment 248 in Harlan, 51537. Bernice has five children, 15 grandchildren, and nine great-grandchildren. So happy birthday to Bernice Strackey, celebrating her 95th birthday on May 8th. Send her a card, wish her happy birthday. Her address is 2108 12th Street, apartment 248 in Harlan, 51537.
That's a busy house at Christmas time.
Oh, I bet.
Wow. That's a busy place. I got to turn this newspaper, this flyer over.
With apple skivers right on front.
Because I'm dying for an open-faced sandwich now. I'm sorry, I got to turn it over. It's just too attractive for me right now. I just can't resist that. So, well, we hope to have a nice week. Seriously, the weather forecast looks much better this week. Progressively, it's supposed to get better. 60s into the 70s again later this week. As of now, who knows? The weather forecast always can change. But we weathered the snowstorm. Although I don't think I'd call it necessarily a storm.
Yeah.
But it was frustrating. So now we're going to move forward and hopefully get some good weather from here on out. A lot of people are going to, be saying goodbye to their babies here pretty quick, with graduation and stuff. So got to have good weather for all that kind of stuff, all those activities and things that go on outdoors. And besides, you know what else comes up next week?
Huh.
They're going to take away your woman's card here.
Mother's Day.
Mother's Day is next weekend.
Jeez. See, I'm just busy.
Boy, it's easy to surprise you on Mother's Day, isn't it?
Yeah.
Happy Mother's Day. What? It is?
Great. Fantastic.
Wonderful. Yeah, don't forget. That's your 1 week warning now.
Yes.
Next Sunday, May the 12th, Mother's Day. Do not forget. Do not forget.
Think, I won't.
Think how much Mom did for you.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know.
And still does.
You know now because now you're a mom. So you understand how much you sacrificed to be in that position.
Yeah.
So don't forget those who sacrificed for you, too. Mm-hmm. So make sure you do that. So don't forget Mom. Make sure you get that stuff all taken care of here before we get to the big day next weekend.
Yeah.
Well, that's about all the time we have for you this weekend. As always, we do appreciate you spending some of your weekend with us here on the radio. This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.